This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, the best time of the year has arrived. It is March Madness. But I am not talking Hugh Douglas. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas shows you. I'm not talking about, you know, the actual NCAA tournament, which chipped off last night and then tonight and tomorrow and all that. No, no. I'm talking about the bracket of Hughes. Because the committee got together this week, and we officially have a bracket of 64 versions of Hugh Douglas, which tomorrow we will start going through region by region on the show. But like they did on Sunday with Selection Sunday, we needed to unveil the bracket. Kyle, the four overall number one seeds in this tournament. What do we got?
Yeah, I think these were clear number one seeds too. So first of all, the number one overall seed in this entire tournament is plant-based Hugh.
Without question. I mean, they rolled through the regular season.
Now the three other one seeds that we have is tongue-tied Hugh, which makes an appearance on the show every single day. The other number one is I Told You So Douglas. And then we have Distracted Douglas. I mean, these are the definitive number one seed versions of Hugh Douglas.
I'm telling you, plant-based is going to be tough to take down. I mean, that was almost an undefeated regular season. I mean, Hugh's been plant-based for a while. All right, but as in any tournament, there are teams that come in red hot, and you want to avoid them if you can.
Cinderella squad, if you
They're on fire.
And
right
yesterday,
now,
you know how teams like get hot in their conference tournament? Kyle and I got to see a couple of Hughes in the airport yesterday that really are on their way, and I would not want to face them. No. First of all, there's Pop Douglas, who had some difficulty with technology yesterday trying to print his boarding pass. It was a Pop moment.
No, that one right there, y'all don't realize, because I was in a way. And if that lady wouldn't have helped me, I was staying in Florida.
Yeah,
because I had refused. Listen, man, I had gotten to the point. And make it so bad, here's the kicker. Wasn't even at the kiosk long. But I was there long enough to know I didn't feel like doing whatever I needed to do to get my boarding pass. And I start thinking, I'm like, yeah, I'm probably just going to stay here because I don't feel like doing this. So I walked right to get in line to go get some assistance. The lady said, what are you doing, sir? No, I got you. She's like, I got you. Don't worry about it. Don't be afraid. And she walked me back to the machine, and she helped me with my ticket. And you know what the bad part about it was? Me and her both blind. We about the same age. Right? So we sitting there, and I pulled up my ticket, right? So we're trying to see the small-ass writing on my screen. And you know how on the iPhone, you could take it like as I do it now, and you could
zoom.
Make it bigger.
You could zoom, yeah.
It wasn't zooming. So me and her sitting there, and I'm just like, y'all can't see me, but y'all probably, they'll be able to see me next week, though.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we'll get there, yeah.
But then I was on my phone with my eyes all closed trying to figure out the numbers, right? So long story short, she helped me out. Y'all over there laughing and giggling like it was funny. Y'all don't realize, like, that does not, like, laughing and giggling at me don't bother me because I was there.
I know, we do this 4 hours
there,
a day, yeah.
And I would have stayed in Florida if that lady wouldn't help me. That's how dug in I was.
It was the fact that somebody felt the need to assist you and was calling you sir, and you were up at, like, a technology kiosk, and just your face, yeah, Joe and I are looking at each other like, oh, this is, like, Pop-Pop's coming out.
And I thought y'all left, but y'all didn't. Y'all stayed there. That made it worse.
We had to stick around it. Yeah.
So I am looking right now at the bracket, which is now full, and it's printed. I mean, when you see the printed bracket, it's just like the NCAA tournament. So yeah, one of the hues that is definitely on a run here as we enter the month of March is Pop-Pop Douglas. Mm-hmm. But then we also had a riser and a team that really could make some noise in this tournament, and that is Life Alert Douglas. So we get on the plane, and Hugh finds his seat, right? And he's the window seat. So two people have to get up.
No, wait a minute. You describe, like, I'm right behind the bulkhead in the last seat. Like, picture this, people. My big ass walking down the aisle. Like, the plane is full. I am in the eighth row, seat F. Now, if you can imagine, it goes from F. Was it F, and then it goes out. It goes from the window is F, and then it's like, what, GH or whatever it is.
Sure.
But it's like, whatever. But anyway, my seat is way in there. So I'm behind where the first class sit, the first seat, so it's tight already. So now I'm rounding the corner, and there's a young lady and her husband sitting there. And so now my big ass got to get in the last seat. So I said, I'm sorry, ma'am. You know, I got to get in the seat. So I'm getting in the seat, so I'm trying to think, okay, you don't want to start moving, you know, it's big dude, you know, you know, you're trying to just try to make it as smooth as transition as you can. Somebody had the, what was it, open the
it's like the overhead where they put the carry-on luggage.
Man, I hit that overhead.
It was a crash.
As hell.
It sounded like something, like a luggage hit the ground. So I turn around, and he was holding his head. I'm like, oh, he hit his head. That noise was huge.
And everybody was like,
yeah, they're like, oh.
And I was like, I'm all right. And then, you know, the one person I heard laughing was Kyle. I ain't even want to turn around because I know Kyle. Kyle was busting a gut. And everybody was like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I've been hit hard. I'm cool.
Well, you add that to the recently you slipped and fell at home. And then, of course, a year ago, you were doing like ab exercises over there. You crashed out over there and fell down.
I did that.
So we've dubbed that Life Alert, Douglas, where you need the Life Alert in case something happens.
Yeah.
That Hugh's going to make a run
it was
here.
The collective gasp of the people around Hugh. And we're like, do you need help, sir? Like, it was like,
everybody's like, right.
And for the people who wouldn't have known that I was like with you getting on the flight,
they thought you were a bad person.
Bad I was laughing.
I thought, you know what,
people
to be funny,
like, this guy's a jerk.
I'm surprised that the third one didn't make because I was asleep. Narcoleptic Douglas?
Yeah. Sleepy Hugh.
I was sitting in that seat knocked out.
Yeah, we have that one in his high Hugh. Because that was also probably contributing to Pop-Up
at
the kiosk.
Oh, yeah, that definitely was the case.
All right, so we have a full bracket. It is real. It is ready. And tomorrow, starting tomorrow on the show, we will go through this region by region. And here's how we're going to decide this. You get to pick it. We will throw matchups at you, and you get to pick the winner of the Hugh matchups as we go through this thing. I mean, the clear favorite over, you know, in FanDuel is plant-based Hugh.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, I think it's minus money to win, but we shall see.
I think I might put my money on tongue-tied, to be completely honest with you. Like, if I were a betting man, tongue-tied Hugh is...
I like homeless Hugh, too.
Yeah.
And I love Dr. Hugh and dental Hugh, because, you know,
dental Douglas.
Go to the dentist.
Yeah.
Gotta keep them chickens.
I am looking at that bottom right region, Hugh, mm-hmm. that when we get to that Sweet 16 matchup of Benedict Arnold Douglas against Twitter Fingers, Hugh, that's going to be
Twitter
a good
fingers.
One.
Yeah, it's going to be a barn burner.
Yeah, we got Rabbi Douglas, Harvard Hugh. They're all there.
Even the first round matchup of Snitch Douglas versus Filibuster Hugh.
We see these people
every
day. It's
going to be a wild first round.
You know, I didn't realize when we started this show that we would have this many versions of the same person sitting in that seat.
And we had to cut it down.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, there were way more. The people that did not punch their ticket to the tournament.
You know who else might be a dark horse? A dump button.
Oh, for sure.
That, Because I've been
that's hot going into the tournament too.
Well, you know, because I've been around y'all too long. I'm too comfortable.
You almost slipped today. You almost slipped in spring training.
Yep.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Because we're having, as a matter of fact, conversations, and sometimes I just, you know, you just feel like you're talking to friends, and you just cuss words slip out every now and then.
That one's got a good chance, yeah.
Why has the Asai Reddick been on four of the
But it's gotten worse because it's just like they're matter of fact cuss words. They're like cuss words that you insert that you're like, did you really have to cuss there? No, I didn't.
Nope.
But it adds a little spice to the conversation. Add a little spice to the conversation. You know, it just does. It just does.
The committee rests and now the tournament begins. The bracket of Hughes is complete. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
What's up, you?
What's going on,
hey. Now? Hey, you.
What's up?
I am more than fine with this. I mean,
it took me a minute.
Hey, you.
My blood pressure doesn't need this, so you guys talk. Right. I'm good. Take this one off.
You.
What's
I got
up, man?
A question about Jalen Carter, man.
What you got?
You still got your Georgia ties down there, man?
I know some people. I still know some people. I know some cats that drive the box Chevys in Georgia. I know some box Chevy cats.
Hey, look, I think you need Nolan Smith and Jordan Davis around, man, to keep them calm, man.
Is that what it is?
Clips, like, I see a couple clips, and look, he be ready to go off, but then he go right to Nolan, because you remember he was ready to flip Stafford on his head, and Nolan was like, oh.
Yeah.
Cool out.
No, I've heard that about him. You know, it's funny. I had a friend on there, Rusty Manziel. He's like the big college guru that he does a lot with the young kids, the five-star recruits and stuff. And he used to tell stories to me about Jalen before he got drafted, how Jalen would be at practice and, like, he wouldn't practice hard because he was so much better than everybody. And when they made him mad, how he would just manhandle everybody.
You see how he smacked the Commanders dude?
Yeah, Jalen. I think that's why Coach Hurt is here. Big Hurt. Big Hurt got him on lockdown, man. Big Hurt understands. Big Hurt got him.
Need that.
What's up? You ain't gonna speak to Jay.
I ain't got the energy for that dude today, man. His nonsense today. He wanna re-sign the broken down catcher. And then he gonna put Foles on the Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
No, I ain't got no time or energy for that dude.
You say you taking a respite today?
You know, I like
this. Taking a respite.
We opt out of arguing once a week. I'm fine.
There
with
you go. There
I opted out this morning. I did it every now and then.
You got to opt out once in a while. It's a mutual thing, Jay. I mean, why don't we take a break and then we'll come back and argue the next time? I'm good with that.
Oh, because you be taking shots. Like last time I called, you took a shot after I took my words and everything, man.
I don't remember taking the shot after you. I usually do it with you.
Yeah, you did. Because look. Me and Joel, look, you couldn't take both us in the same day. Pause.
Not the pause.
So who's on your Mount Rushmore? You going to tell
me
us?
Me and Joel did. Yeah, I'm going to tell you. It's McNabb, Hurts, Reggie, Jerome Brown.
McNabb, Hurts, Reggie, Jerome Brown. All right.
I don't put no sacred cows on there. I don't do the sacred cows.
Sacred cow.
So no BG.
BG?
No BG.
BG
no,
the
no, no. No, no, BG honorable mention, but I don't put that sacred cow Kelce on there.
Oh, okay.
Mm. I mean, that's why I put on the mummy's outfit. Now he the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, he's the best center the Eagles ever had.
He's just like that as a center. They get help on every play.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that pandering first baseman over there.
Mm-hmm. What is Jerome Brown, like, two quarterbacks, like not
Jay
a good
out,
not
Jay
a good
going out with a glaze of glory.
What does Bryce have to do with anything?
Yeah, you're going to sign Kyle Schwarber too, huh?
Of course I am, yeah. You got better options here, Jay?
You need your drinking buddy here with you.
Do you have a better option than Real Muto at catcher? No, you don't have anything.
Anybody but them. They done lost. Look, they've been going backwards four straight years.
Three, but yeah. Well, it's actually two from the World Series, but that's fine.
I mean, good having Al Kaline up there leading off.
Okay. I wasn't ready for an Al Kaline reference. Al Kaline.
Jim Duncan up there.
All right, Jay. That's we're
Jay,
good.
Jay went out with a blaze of glory.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is better. Once a week, we giggle and laugh. We don't yell at each other, and then we'll come back and we'll yell tomorrow. That's fine. I would say that was a weaker.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah,
it was bad.
Yeah, I mean, can you have Jalen and McNabb? You got to pick one.
I think he was just hedging a little bit.
Yeah, we don't hedge on WIP.
Nope.
We go all in, even if we're dead wrong. That's how this works. Let's go to Blake in Bluebell. What's up, Blake?
Blake.
Hey guys, how we doing?
Hey Blake, what's up?
All right, so I'm here to give you a real Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
But first, I got some beef. Garrett Stubbs is not a DJ. That's crazy.
All right, Blake, on the scale of starting catcher in the major leagues or DJ, which if you had to like pick which side of the scale he leans towards, what would you do?
Listen, he's multi-talented, all right? Don't fault him for that.
This is like when Hugh tells us he's an actor because he's multi-talented.
We didn't even push
he's
back,
multi-talented.
Though.
That was
bad. No one pushed back.
No one pushed back
because it's true.
I am multi-talented, though.
He's a catcher. He's multi-talented.
I'm multi-talented.
They're going to send him down to AAA next week, Blake.
Yeah, and he's going to rake.
Well, maybe he will. He's been in the big leagues for years. He should rake at AAA.
Hey, Blake, I don't think that's the flex you think it is. I'm going to rake him.
I'm going to kill him in AAA. I'll show that.
I'm going to kill him when I get there. I don't think that's the flex you think it is, dog.
He's going to get a hot bat, come right back up, and then that bat's going to stay hot. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Garrett Stubbs' bat is going to stay hot?
How you going to get in the lineup if JT playing like every day? How we going to see it?
Hey, somebody said JT can't stay durable, so if he's down, Stubbs is coming right
in. Wait a minute. He was only not durable for one season.
He's getting older.
I love this. This guy played
34 ain't the same as 24.
137, 141, 125, 145, 134, 139. Well, maybe.
He might be on to something.
I get. I mean, look, I don't think he's going to play 130 games every year as he gets to his mid-30s. I get that, Blake, but I just.
You're just going to let that walk, though. Garrett Stubbs going to get high in AAA, and we're going to see his bat like every day. You just go,
this is
going to say it about that?
I already told you what he is. I told you what he is.
No, I'm like. When his bag get hot, okay, it's hot. Then what? Where we gonna see? Where we gonna see it? We gonna sit JT? Hey, JT,
sit down. Here's Stubbs.
No, we got Stubbs bats on fire,
bro. I
can't
believe we have Stubbs truthers out there. His legacy here is getting the Diamondbacks all upset when he said they were gonna jump in the pool after they won.
Yeah, he did do that.
Blake, what do you got? What's your Mount Rushmore?
You want to talk about him being a starting catcher? The Angels already took Moniak and Kingery from us. They can have him too.
They can.
You can start there.
Yeah. Well, neither of those guys could play either. Well, but Blake, what do you got for us for Mount Rushmore?
All right, Mount Rushmore. I'm surprised not everybody has the same list. First of all, Reggie White is the best player to wear the Eagles jersey, so he has to be on that list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Best player to wear that Kelly Green. After that, BG is the best Eagle of all time. Not the best player on the Eagles, but he may be the greatest Eagle. Two-time Super Bowl champ. Only three Eagles can do that. You got 15 seasons. Yeah, I think he's tied for most seasons, number one for most games, second or third in sacks. He's the best Eagle. He has the best Eagle career. Next, Brian Dawkins. You talk about somebody who, if you put – he said this before as well. He said, if you took any random person out of Philadelphia and put them in the game and they knew the game plan and they would be able to play football, how do you think they play? They play like Brian Dawkins.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody that embodied, you know, that jerk up in row three cursing out the Giants over there like Brian Dawkins did, but he just did it with his shoulder pads.
All right, I'm following along. So who's the last one?
Finally, this one's a toss-up for me. honestly, it's either Lane or Kelce, and I would not argue either way. Now, I would probably give Kelce the edge because Kelce, my money, is the best center ever. Lane Johnson's not the best tackle ever, but Johnson's the best tackle of his era. Maybe Trent Williams. But you can put either one of them there. I'm okay with it.
Yep. And look, he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, so that helps the equation, right? Because all the guys you picked are going to – or three of them will end up as Hall of Famers. And BG has the unique case because he had the great Eagle career. Blake, I like your Mount Rushmore, but here's my issue. Blake, good phone call. How do we have a Mount Rushmore without a single quarterback? How do you do that? That's the most important position on the field. How do we have zero quarterbacks?
And that's the most coveted position in football.
And now they have two Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. So it's not like, you know, you're only picking from Donovan or Jaworski. Like, you got two that have won. You got to pick one of them.
So yeah.
Or Donovan, because he has the longevity. You know, he had all the years of winning most wins.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of some of the lists that we heard today, that was pretty tame. I didn't think that was like crazy.
I think it was the first one without a quarterback.
Sure, right. I was stuck between Kelce and Lane. I think I went with Lane. One, the two Super Bowl rings, but tackle's a tougher position than center.
Well, you are an island. You're on an island.
I mean, and that's the thing. I like Jason a lot. I like him a lot, and he is a Hall of Famer. No question about that. But it is definitely harder to play tackle than it is center.
You know, Lane goes against the Miles Garretts of the world.
Every play by himself. He's on an island. Kelce has help to the left or the right of him, and sometimes he has help from the running back, which, I mean, that's a part of football. I'm not about to penalize him for playing a position that is naturally he is the runt of the group. So, but but it is true. When you talk about that, he is the guy that on every play, he's being assisted.
I got one more little thing I just thought of that probably helps your Lane over Kelce take. When Lane doesn't play since he's got here, whether it's been injury or suspension,
that game plan changed.
They have lost. They have lost a considerable amount. Now, and we could also be real about this. Like, the Eagles won a lot with Jason Kelce. They also won the Super Bowl the year he walked out the door. It does change a little bit. Not that he wasn't great. Like, that stands alone. But it does change the equation a little bit, because I think we accredited a lot of their success for all the years to him. And then he walked out and they still won.
The drop-off from Lane is much more noticeable.
I tried to tell you, but Jane.
Well,
I told you so, Douglas.
No, I'm just saying. I did try to tell you.
I was trying to give a baseline point.
I was trying to tell you.
I know, but if you want to, I could also say they won because the defense led the way.
I'm just trying to tell you. When I sat here and everybody was like all in their feelings. Like, what are you talking about? As a man, he's a center. No disrespect to him. Hall of Fame center. Let me say that because people think I'm being disrespectful. Hall of Fame center. Center nonetheless. You know who else went to the Super Bowl and was the center? Hank Fraley. Now he's offensive line coach. Well, I think he's offensive coordinator, ain't he?
I think he stayed the line coach.
He's in Detroit, right?
He's still there. I think he's an assistant. Because there was some thought he may follow Ben Johnson to Chicago.
Bun.
But I think he stayed in Detroit.
Honey Bun. He was a pretty decent center. I'm saying he got help every play, though. Not trying to diminish it. I'm just pointing out the facts.
You love taking jabs at centers.
No, I don't. You know what's funny, man? And this is because I know, and I have to be careful because I'm not taking jabs. And I'm not, because I love the guy. Mm-hmm. And he's been great for the city.
Don't lie.
But, no, I'm not. But it's, you have to be careful because people see what it is when you play center, but they don't want to talk about it. See, I'm here to make the conversation uncomfortable. That's Uncle Ruck. The Uncle Ruckus in me make it uncomfortable.
You can't add new hues. We just have.
I'm just saying. It's a dark horse. You know, hey. I mean, it's the truth, though.
No, they're in the NIT, Uncle Ruckus. So Hank Fraley, I think he's the assist. I think he's the run game coordinator and offensive line coach.
Oh, is he trying to blow up? Honeybun gonna be a coach in the next four, 5 years.
He could become an offensive coordinator. No, he's done a good job with the Lions. All right, that is it for us.
That's it.
Well, yeah, we have to make way for the afternoon show.
Yeah, they got beef. Can't wait, dude. They got beef.
I just can't believe there are people voting for DeCameron in this. I think it's gonna be a rout. All right, tomorrow.
I made a compelling case.
All right, well, I guess that's it.
That's what you do.
March Madness starts tomorrow, and I'm not just talking about the basketball tournament. That's its own thing. Tomorrow we begin the bracket of Hughes. I can't wait for the upsets in this thing. You guys have a great rest of your day. March Madness tomorrow on the Midday Show. The bracket of Hughes is fully complete. 64 Hughes. There can only be one at the end. Have a great rest of your day. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, they're coming up next. I'm sure we have a lot to say about the camera versus Fritz. And today we find out who wins. Eagles Insider of the Year.
Got to be Elliott Shore
Park. My money's on Elliott.
Got to be Elliott.
I think Elliott's got this thing. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.